Tess Zion Elul, Monday the 31st of August, Rabbi Achiel Feiner, Mechon Sedek Umishpot, Eretz Yisrael.
That's his job description.
Have you apologise?
Take two.
Take two. That is his job description, apparently. The title being Damage from Pekalach. Who pays what? I thought it was a good one. Good title.
You all know what Pekalach are.
Projectiles.
Okay, that's a good word. The subject matter, as was so eloquently eventually introduced, the damages from Pekalach, we're going to divide our shear into two parts. Who pays what? The first part of the shear is who, and the second part of the shear is what. And of course, the subject matter engulfs and has ramifications and implications on many other things other than the Pekalach. That's just a quick background to the Makor of the Minag of throwing these Pekalach. The Gemara tells us in Ksubas that at a wedding of a Psula, they used to do Chiluk Klois, used to throw out parched corn. Nuts, other things, they used to throw it, so that was the way of the way. The Goyim subsequently threw confetti. Subsequently, the Yidden cancelled the change, they were mevatel the minag of throwing, because it looked like Chuk Sagoi of throwing the confetti. Even though the truth is, they copied us, we didn't copy them. But the minag got transferred to throwing sweets, candies, toffees, coconuts, whatever, throwing that at the chosn when he's oyle l'Torah. And until the goyim starts having a loaf roof, we'll have cover on that minig. We won't have any problems with chukas agoy. But it's our minig, not theirs. So I want to be maktim, which is not mamish our subject matter, but I think it's important to mention two he'aris in the Mishnah Berurah. One is in Siman Kufnau Nun Aleph. It says the Pasuk Ves Mikdoshi Tiro refers to covered of the Beis HaMedrash. The throwing Pekalach is a Minag Yisrael, Minag Yisrael, Kodeshu Chas V'Sholom to Mevatel it. But one has to keep the Minag in its context and on its correct level and quantities. What goes on sometimes in Bati Midrashim, I'm not quite sure if that's Paduk, the Minag which was intended. The Mishnah Berurah brings in Kuf Ayin Aleph, he brings this minig of throwing Pekalach at throwing things at the chosn, and he says there's a minig to throw raisins as well. And he's very, very, he's moichel, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you throw raisins, you tev ha'dvarim, the raisins get all squashed and everything, and it's a bizon of the Beis HaMedrash. So when we're talking about these things, one has to understand that the minig is the minig. Kvayda bim kum munach, but chas v'shalom to be mezalzel and to in any way to reduce the covered which we have for the Beis HaMedrash. So let's get to the point. Instead, first of all, we're going to decide who pays, and afterward we'll work out what. Discuss three or four specific shailas, they're probably quite common. I'm sure many of you had these thoughts in passing when you went to an Oifruf. Maybe it went together with a Pekalach Arois. If a person throws, what happens to the person? The chosn to oyle Torah, when he's finished his bracha, niftachu arubes hashamayim, and comes from Dez Noshim, Pekalach, and some of them, inevitably, hit the target. Even though they come from Dez Noshim, some do hit the target. The ones which hit the target, they can do two possible things, do a lot of things. Sometimes we're going to discuss about two particular nizakim. One is if they break it's part of the Beis HaMedrash, like for the light hits the chandelier. Light bulbs, you can buy a 50p new light bulb. But if it breaks a crystal chandelier, breaks one of the parts, it's a nezik to the Beis HaMedrash. Who has to pay for it? Let's presume we know which woman threw it. I'm saying dafka the woman, not the men, because what goes on afterwards, and the men that afterwards, they have a war of attrition down in the thing. I'm not quite sure if that has anything to do with the minhag. I would say that in front of the secretary that it's a major compromise in Kredo Bissamarish. But when they throw, a woman throws the thing, and she knows she threw it, and she hits the chandelier, intentionally and unintentionally, and breaks it. Or she hits a person, one of the mispalalim. Or she hits the chosn himself, bullseye, she gets the target. And she breaks his glasses. Oh, the Rabosh is on it. She breaks his glasses. Does she have to pay for it? Doesn't have to pay for it. The Maisa, there are two Makairis in Baba Kama. The emphasis that half Pesachus Baba Kama addresses these kind of issues. I've just been mucking just to whet your appetite. You saw it from Ayaleib Malin in Hilchas Nizokin. Because in every Nizokin, whenever you have you're done Nizokin, the first thing you have to establish is there's a Nizik. If there's no Nizik, then there's no Mazik. It's the first klal, basic klal. A Nizik ain't Mazik. He speaks about it Lagabi Kodshim. If a person, we say that somebody's Mazik Kodshim, so he's Potter. What happens if the Gemara says, if his mission says, if a sheichet is mefagel, his machshavas pigul, before he's actually makriv the korban, he's puzzles the korban, the din is that he has to pay to the bala korban, he has to pay to the bala korban the value of the korban, because the bala korban wasn't yotzi. It's chiyuv, and he has to bring another korban. That's the din of. Why? What's the difference? Because when you're mazik kochim, the reason why your pot is kochim is not a bailim, there's no nizik. Baif, so your nizik is your mazik a hedyot, the hainu here, your mazik a hedyot, because the hedyot has to bring another korban. Then according to, so that's why the Gemara says you're going to be chayef. Let's try and look now at different reasons why a person may be exempt in our case here. Do we say that the property of a Beis HaMedrash has got a din of hektish? If that's the case, your mazik hektish, the din is your potter. You agree? Hektish has to be gevoya. There's kama raya's to it. Hektish has to be gevoya mamish. And the Beis HaMedrash, even though kvaydivim kvaymunach, it's got a din of hediot legabin izokim. If a person is mazik hektish, he's potter. But if he's magdish a Beis HaMedrash, it's like he's mazik tztoker, yonit tztoker. Being mazik yonit tztoker, as strict as chamor as it is, he doesn't have any exemption from the din ki'ilu is mazik hektish. Why? Because a Beis HaMedrash has a bailim. It's got a din of hediot legabe bailus, and therefore if you're mazikit, that is not a reason to pater it. Another svara brought, maybe to exempt the mazik from the nezik, is insurance. What happens if the shul's got insurance, and if anything gets broken in the shul, so insurance, so that they bring in, you know, something to estimate value how much it's worth, and the insurance pays everything. Let's say there's no non-claims bonus. Nothing lost. So the mazik says, why do I have to pay you? You're getting the money back anyway from insurance. It's a taina? Huh? It's not a taina. The premium doesn't go up. Even if it does, and if it does go, it doesn't go up, then he's exempt. Zot Yaakov Bloy in Piskei Choshen, the taina is bichlalish kan taina. What would happen if somebody's got an excellent insurance, and I could go and burgle his house, or I mazik his house, and I take everything, and the person's tovei me, I should pay the money. What's the difference to you? The insurance is going to pay you. That's a taina. That is the insurance is I bought a schos, an option that if the circumstances will be right, and I meet the requirements of the insurance company, they're going to pay me compensation. I'm not sure if you're allowed to take two simultaneous insurance policies, but if you have an insurance policy and they pay it, that doesn't take in any way detract and reduce the obligation of the mazik to pay the Hilchus Nizokin. He's not potter from it. So that doesn't help. Another suggestion was, there's a locha, it's a mishnah, krais ksusi Shvais kadi chayev. Somebody says to him, tear my beged, break my kad, chayev. Almanos lifto potter. If he says specifically that almanos, he should be potter, then he's exempt. So l'chayresh, you could tie me here. The chosn, he gave rishus for people to throw things. The shul gave rishus. Everyone gave rishus. But we don't have any raya that the shul gave rishus or that the chosn gave rishus. Almanos Lifto. He said, throw. You break it, you're responsible. Odemur Doilam, you're not getting away with it. So we don't have any right to say that. Secondly, even if the Chosin said throw on Pekelech, he didn't mean that you should throw and hit me and break my glasses. He said, you know, I can make a light thing and you put inside the Pekelech. There'll be maybe some, I don't know what, some marshmallows or something. But he didn't intend that you should hurl a man do a nezik. And as we mentioned before, the nezakim which come can only be in any case from the Ezus Noshim. What the men throw, it's very, very difficult to say that that's brishus. The men who throw is stam. So minasam they've got the din of mazikin. Somebody else tied it.
Because that's the minute you mean, because they're restrained by the minute or what?
The minute might be a reason to exempt. Because of Christ, just because of the brishus. But if they're throwing it without rishus, stam, I pick up a pekel and I see the chos in there, and I close all my accounts with him, and whoop, that's nothing to do with minig. That's stam. Other people time it. The person who got hit by the target, what are you standing in the war zone for? Get out of the way. You know you're going to think that they're going to fly. So if you're standing in the war zone, you're time it. Somebody told me a story last night. That there was a din Torah by Rav Kreisvert. Two people went to a tish, and they got into a fight. I don't know exactly if it was pushing, shlippy, I don't know what it was. One of the person's glasses got broken. So they went to Rav Kreisvert. Rav Kreisvert brought a raya from a Yerushalmi. He says that if you go to a tish, you're in a war zone. He said, what's the tainus? Now, I can't tell exactly what the nimukim were in his tainus. It's a bissel shver. About koponomy, there is such a tzad that if a person goes and gets involved, he goes to a place where they're throwing snowballs. I used to today's bank holiday. I don't know what the minig is today. It used to be in Hampstead Heath, a fun fair, and they used to have a coconut shy. What was a coconut shy? You hurl a ball at the coconut. If you knock it down, you win the coconut. If somebody stands next to the coconut shy and he gets a ball in between his eyes, a shaiter, what are you standing there for? So even if a person is a shaiter and he's standing next to the beam and he knows he's going to get hit by things, a shaiter doesn't make him ois nizik. He's still a nizik, and then he's still entitled to compensation if there's any damages. So that's not going to be a taina. The biggest taina why to exempt him is because we've got a klal of somebody who does mitzvahs birshus. There's two sugyas in Baba Kama which encompass this issue. One is, Boris says, there's two people are birshus, two people shlo birshus, Yitzchai Potter, Issi ben Yehuda, says, Haratz Erev Shabbos, Potter mipnei Sheratz birshus. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Issi ben Yehuda Paskin says, if a person runs on Erev Shabbos, a person runs on Erev Shabbos and a tzitzor of his running is that he causes a damage to somebody else because he's bold and he does it. He's part of.
Same thing with traffic jam on.
Oh, now, one minute. Now, let's be very careful about this because the Lashon is he does it Ben Hashmoshes. That means if a person drives down Princess Park Avenue at 70 miles an hour, talking about Erev Shabbos, if it's Ben Hashmoshes, he shouldn't be driving Bichlal. If it's before Ben Hashmoshes, we've got no Radley's part of Michal. But that's clear to me, that person who drives, and you see in Eretz Yisrael sometimes, between the first Tiftuf and the second Tiftuf, people drive like Meshugoyim. Ledati, these drivers have got a din of Ravuf. There's no heter whatsoever to do this. We're talking about somebody who's running, not somebody who's driving, and it's a completely different din. But anyway, the person who is running on Erev Shabbos, because he's doing it Birshus, the din is his potter. That's one aloch. Another aloch, the Sugi and Daf Samach Beis, talks about Ner Chanukah. Person who goes with his camel overlaid and he catches fire. So it depends. If his straw goes into the Rishus HaYochid, so then we say that he's chayv. If the fire was left outside the Rishus HaYochid and it was boiled into Rishus HaRabim, then the balabas of the fire is chayv. But the Gemara, Dr. Yehuda, even so, B'ner Chanukah, Rabbi Yehuda, B'ner Chanukah Potter. Yehuda's got chiddush because the person is misasiking mitzvahs pirsum. And he puts his ner chanukah on the outside, and the gomel came past, and the godish was set alight. We say that this the igniting of the godish, even though mitzad adin, normally generally speaking, we should be mechayev the balaish. In this case over here, because of mitzvahs pirsum, we've got a reason to exempt the balabais lahalocha. Everybody paskins like the Chachamim, not Arabuda, and they do not adopt this reason to exempt the mazik from the nezik, except for the Rif. Rif for some reason says yes, and Shilta Gibbon even doesn't accept. They said it's a toast from the Girsa. He says the Rif also holds like everyone. So it seems like the problem is Shulchan Aruch Paskins Legabe Legabe Ratz Verif Shabbos. That's his potter. First is Ratz. And Legabe Ner Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins is Chayef. My Nafkimina. So the Chayetz Astira. The Rambam got the same, also the same Lashon. The Rambam Paskins. So Bederech Klal, the simple way to be Mevara, the two things is, there's enough Nafkimina between when a person is Chayev, the person is doing something Birshus, or he's doing it as a mitzvah. I mean, just because it's a mitzvah, that doesn't mean that you can do what you want. A mitzvah means you've got a mitzvah. For example, you see, a person puts on a talis, lisati batitis, zhup, zhup, and anyone who's in Daladamas radius, he can get badly injured from it. It's a mamash sakona. The person says, I'm doing a mitzvah. So gonish kantaina. Sorry?
Why is it
Kaddish?
Why is it
Kaddish? Okay, they're doing Birshus with when he, no, when a person on Erev Shabbos Birshus, we say that is rush hour. When you're in rush hour, you cannot tell. It's Birshus, that is the road, the pavements are designated for running and everything. And if you do a nezik, not only you should do it on purpose, if you're miskaven, that's not on the Ramah. If you're miskaven to be mazik, you haven't got a heter thing. There's a tshuva of the Chavas Yoy, who's a Maisa, Shein a Maisa. The Shamish was Machriz on Motzi Shabbos, presumed that, he was Machriz Kiddush Tavona. So Reuven ran outside like a maniac, excuse the language, and he bumped into the door across the road, he smashed the kad of Shemin from the Balabos across the road, and he broke, I don't know how many glasses on the way, and he tied, the Balabos, he was Tavon, he didn't tell you, what's he, Omazik? What did Reuven say? It sounds like a bit like a Charlie Chaplin film, this whole thing here. But the Reuven, he came to base and he says, ever so sorry, but he says, I've got a din of Ratzber of Shabbos, I was doing a mitzvah. That was the way he timed it. So the Chavis Yoh, of course, didn't accept his taina. He says, it's very nice you want to do a mitzvah. When you've got a mitzvah where Behechreach, you have to, you boil, you've got to catch a time zone. When it's been Ashmon, it's Shkia, it's going to be Shabbos. Look, say that that's part of Torah Shabbos, you have to run, like the Gemara says, because Beichala. Say that, that's fine. But the person stum to take the heter, that you're in the middle of a mitzvah, and use that as a basis to be, it's very, very shver to be matir. Another tshuva of the Shmus Yaakov. I've got to be careful what I say here. I've got somebody here who might take this as an insult. And Melamed was once he got a little bit over his stomach. His student shepherded him too much. And the Melamed lost his temper, and he hit the Talmud. The Melamed hit the Talmud, and he caused an exit to the Talmud. So today, this is a very controversial issue: corporal punishment. In those days. It was more accepted, even as recently as Rav Dessler brought a letter that you can't be mevatel the musig of corporal punishment. Al Kopanim, that's what happened. So they came to the interior by the Shvus Yaakov, and Shvus Yaakov, Lemar Be'apele, he said that the Melamed is Potter, because his Oisik B'mitzvah is Melamed Potter. I asked the Kasha, there's a din, a Shliach based in, if he does, he goes over the hill, he uses excess force. Well, Malchus, he gives one too many, that's alive, Michal. So then, he's Chayef. Why is he different to Shliach Beisdin? So he said that the Shliach Beisdin is Poyel Mutech Kas. But the Rebbe, it's the Ritzche, the Reister, he gets all like this thing, that the Talmud's not in Efa, Shtetish, the Rebbe Kivega, he gets all upset about it, that's part of his job of teaching, his Dafke, he teaches that culture, that he can't get annoyed when the Talmud doesn't Kha. It's felt him emphasis, that's part of his job. He calls that Rishus. Al Kopanim, Mazik Machmas Mitzvah, that isn't a reason to pater. A person who's Mazik Machmas, he's got also Rishus. There's a Tosfos in Sukkah, says that, Oysen Bokrim Sherechvin Besusim Mikas Chosin, Venilchomim Zeim Zeh, Vekorim Mikdoy Shel Chaverim Makalkal. He says it's potter. Why? She kach nogu machmas simchas chosin. That's the lashon of Tosfos. Kach nogu machmas simchas chosin. So if you've got a minig here, You've got a minute to throw pekelech. And it's done, not kedei lehazik. It's done brishus, that's the way. L'chay, we would have a reason to exempt it. We're talking about now here, a case over here, where a person he threw without, with excess force, or not with rishus, not with the minute. In such a case over here, what would be the thing? This is the second part, subject to the clock saying, have to take out the batteries. That's strategically placed.
It's still 10 minutes.
We've got another 10 minutes, say that. We'll try and use another 10 minutes. Zman kotzam lechem ruba. What is legabe the din of the nizakim, what he does have to pay? In a case where we establish he has to pay, what does he have to pay? We're going to make a differentiation between the nezik done to the Beis HaMedrash and the nezik done to a person. There's a Trumas Hadeshin who says the following story. It says, Rabbi Eliezer Berab Shalom, Verb Geshen Berab Shalom, they came to him with a Din Torah. What was the Din Torah? They were both called Bar Shalom, not Bar Shalom, Bar Shalom. I don't know if they were brothers or cousins, Bar Shalom wasn't a Rabbi Shemishpacha, but they had major fights between these two people. Came to Kofiz on a Shana Rabbo, and they decided this is the time to set the record straight. And so Gigangan Makis, and they came, one of the Makis, one of them had his shoulder broken or something. So he timed it, that the Gershin things, Gershin Bashon time. He did the normal thing, that's how he's in stable with the Minagoyla. That's when he sees. It's pushing, stepping, that's how it goes. And the other time, this is what the shtipping, this is done deliberately, you know, backwards and forwards. Lemaise, what did he paskin? Hineni matil al Rabgeshman, shiase charoto, mechila, he told me he has to do a whole thing, he has to be in front of the Sefer Torah, and asked mechila barabim, gave him a whole, prescribed him a whole agenda. Abel Lemaise, he said that his whole din is chayev, is he can't be mechayev in me'ika adin, it's only me'din that Chazal can make a matzav, that they can see that there's a tzorich to make a knas. In other words, based on I've got rishus, even that's done kav yochel rishus, that's not the rishus which is given, and they can still be put a knas in it. And he gave him a knas, he told him that he should pay the he says, he should give two zuhuvim, Rabbi Lezer should give two zuhuvim to Rabbi Gershon, yedias beis anoshim ne'monim, lechvoid beis amedrish begratz, le'ezer mitzvah shi'yashem. As he told him, he should give tzedakah, and he made him into the gabbet tzedakah, the nizik, when he got injured, he would decide where the money would go, and also he was mechayiv him to pay for the medical, that was what he decided.
For the medical or for the shul?
The medical. No, there's no shul. This is not in the medical. This is in the narcotics.
As a gabbai.
No, he said that he's two things. He gave him, mechayev him for the nezakim, for the doctor's fees, or whatever it was. Plus, he said, I'm giving you money as a knas, that this money is not for you to put in your own pocket, because I can't do that. But that was the koichas they had.
But medical fees were minadin?
Medical fees is?
Minadin or knas?
Medical fees minadin.
I mean, I did.
Yeah, that was his paskin.
So why did he take a knas as well?
That was what he paskin. Why he gave the knas as well? Because he felt that there was a tzurich to be going, that the kofas next year should be a bit more civilized. Somewhere, I don't know, it wasn't there. Anyway, the lotion of the Ramo is, Mikol Mokim Nira Lebezin Asisyag, Begeder Vishus Biyodim. But now, what happens, Legabi the Nezek. The Gemara in Psochi, Yodua. Somebody is Geisel, a chifetz which is worth 4 zuzim, and then afterwards the value of this chifetz which he stole goes down to 1 zuz. The din is the gazlan has to pay kashas exeli, pays 4 zuzim. That's the din, we learn it from a pasuk. The heishiv sagzeli ashe gozal, like Rashi says, ke'en she gozal. That's the pashas of the Gemara. That's the gabi gzela. What happens the gabi nizokim? Person is mazik somebody, and the nezik dan. The chayfetz change depreciates in value after he's done the nezik. What does he pay? For example, he breaks something, a kli, which is worth 4 zuz. So he owes him 4 zuz. What happens if afterwards it gets depreciated in value? It's not worth 4 zuz now, so it's worth only 2 zuz. Does he have to pay 4 or 2? What's his chiv? Is his chiv a monetary chiv of I made him a nezik of 4 zuz b'shas maisa? That's what I have to give him back now. Well, no, maybe the nezik is I gave him, I was mazikim this kli, and I have to replace this kli. The Rambam in Hilchas Chiras, he brings the case of a sabal. Perigimel Alachayim. The Rambam says a sabal who's carrying a kad of yayin, he pays for it, it's a shemis socher, and he breaks the kad of yayin. If the value on the day of the shuk is 4, and he wants to pay him back now, he has to pay him 4. But if he pays him back tomorrow, and the value of tomorrow of this kad of is only 3, he only pays him 3. Major chiddush. Zobdei Rav HaMagid, you're right, it's a major chiddush. Zobdei Rav HaMagid, that's because the chiv is, he has to replace what he was mazikim, and today for 3 zuz you can buy another bottle. And another thing, Rav Rishonim do not agree with the Rambam on this tzad. Rega, wait a minute. Rav Rishonim, they say, no, you're mazikin for, you have to pay him back for. But the Machane Ephraim, they're not chilek on the estate of the Rambam. The chiv mikadin is to replace this barrel of wine. Why does he have to pay him 4 and not 3? The marshal, the person will walk into a gift store. I'm not allowed to mention gorgeous gifts. He walks into the store and he breaks a glass. The glass is, let's say, worth £5. If the owner of the store has loads of other glasses in stock and he can sell things, so he doesn't sell. It's true that it would have been sold for £5, but he's got another month to sell £5, he's got no nezik from it. The woman says, if this was his last glass, it's true that it cost him only £3 and he's selling it for £5, so maybe the nezik only 3. No. You can buy it tomorrow again for 3, the owner of the store, but today I lost the sale. So the Machane Ephraim says all the Rishonim, the Chalik and the Rambam, they're masking be said that the chiyuv is to give back the value even the day after. But there's a din of garmi on the nezik then, because I could. So that's why in Yom Hashuk, I could have sold this wine for 4, and you took away that opportunity for me to sell him this wine, Yom Hashuk, because it's now damaged. Therefore, he has to pay for the keren plus the garmi on the nezik that the nezik she was going to. That's Shitas HaRambam. Lamaisa, there's a the Lochan Shulchan Aruch is somebody who breaks a kli, and the shvarim still exist, the broken parts still exist. So the mechaber that he doesn't have to buy him a new kli, he just has to pay him the difference between the old kli and the new kli. And if the old broken kli still got some kind of value, then he pays him the difference. If you've got a moshul to break a table, the wood's also got a value. So you pay him. Says the shach, even though he only has to pay for the value of the table, that's legabe the nezik he caused it. The shach says there's another consequential damage which he also has to pay. The shach says im yesh efsheros letakin esakli chayev hamazik letakin. That's the shifts of the shach. So in other words, the shach says there's 2 dinim being resolved in brisk. 3 dinim. First thing is, you have to pay for the chesaron, the yiridas erech of the chefetz which you broke. The second thing, according to Shach, is you're mechuyev to be maimid the matzav how it was before the nezik. Therefore, if there's an efsharut to the possibility of fixing it, then you're mechuyev to do it. The Chazanish goes one stage further. He says that the chiyuv of fixing it is not only a chiyuv just to fix it, it's a monetary chiyuv. That means if it costs today £5 to have this broken item fixed, and then later the labour gets very cheap, it costs only £3, according to the Chazanish, he has to pay £5. If you damage my car, I have the option, according to the Chazanish, and let's say that you damage my car, and the damage to the car is to have it fixed, to have it, all the metal work fixed, it's going to cost me £100. I said, you know what? Kapara the £100, I've got better things to do with the money. The Chazanish says he still has to pay for it. Because the Bishas HaNezek that creates a chiyuv that he has to pay for it. So who had in here? He made him a Nezek. And the cost to fix it is this and this and this. He has to pay for it. In other words, according to the Chazanish, the Yisod, the Shach agrees with it. But the Chazanish says it's also a monetary thing. It's not just a matter of putting back the matzav in its original status. Adfili Kach is a very major tshuva of Ramesh Fanchi, which is in the Ger to a lot of people who employ workers who work for themselves employed, of compensation money. There's a famous tshuva of Ramesh Feinstein. Somebody was fired, and he got a compensation package. He worked for 10 years. I don't know how it works exactly in Israel. It's each month, a year, a month, how it works here as well. So he got paid 10 months' salary. A few weeks after he got fired, he found another job. So what's the din? Does he have to pay him now the whole compensation package? Let's say he hadn't paid him yet. Or they can say, listen, I gave you a compensation package because you're out of a job. Well, now you're in a job, so maybe I don't have to pay. The Moshe said, if you owe a compensation package, that's his. That's already dictated and designed, and everything is sealed at the time of the firing. That's what you owe him. If later on you ever found a good job, that's his good luck. But that does not exempt you because the chiyuv, like the shita zechazanish, the chiyuv is created at the time of the nezek, at the time of the firing. That's what he says. So therefore it would come out that a person who broke, whether it's a chandelier or the glass or whatever it is, the chiyuv to pay will be determined, even if he decides not to fix it afterwards, he decides he can manage, he's got a little chip on the lens, nishkefelech. But if that's... So therefore he would still have to pay. I'll do not a shtickle. One little shtickle, then we'll try and make some kind of summary on all the shittas. There's a chiddush of the nesivus, a bomba chiddush, which most of the achrayim are not masking with, but lemaisa la'aloch, a person can tie in bezdin, chimli kishitza nesivus. The nesivus says, person is mazik a chifetz, which is a non-saleable item. For example, I got birusha from my great-grandfather, and alta tzaris in the chumash. How much is it worth? Tuppence, maybe not. Most people threaten shameless. For me, it's got sentimental value. For me, I would pay for it £1,000. And person goes and takes this in and he's mazik it, or he burns it, or whatever, chas v'shalom, he's mazik my chifetz. What's the din? Take another example, glasses. Let's speak about the glasses we're speaking about now. Person has glasses. I paid for my glasses £250. How much can I sell my glasses for? Who wants my glasses? The prescription is the wrong prescription. That's the bulk of the thing. The frame is maybe... It's worth a lot less. So according to the nesivus, the person only has to pay the nezek of the... If something you reduced its market value by this and this amount, that's what he has to pay him for the nezek. There's two issues. But we've got the yisod of the shach and of the chazunish, but there's two dinim here. So legabe the first din, if I break a chandelier in a shul, let's say to take it apart and put it in another shul, it could be it hasn't got much value. Could be. But there's a second value. The second value is that the nezek is of how much it will cost to fix it and put it back together again. And the same will apply also to the glasses. How much will it cost now to fix these glasses? So we're looking at always at the even if we exempt him because of the nesivus, we'll have a problem to be mechayev because the nesivus says there's no depreciation in market value because it didn't have a market value. But mitzad sheni, I'm still chayev to pay for how much it costs to fix it to put it back. So it comes out fi the shach and fi the chazanish. The chayev of a person is always not only to pay the depreciation in value, but also to put it back in the previous matzav how it was before, to turn the wheel back. The chandelier, the famous, it's the aloch and shulchan aruch. A person, got here, charter surveyor, to be careful what I say. If a person throws, am I right? A person throws a brick at a window in a house. The house is worth, let's say, £800,000. He smashes a window. To replace this patio window is going to cost £300. Has the value of the property gone down at all? No, I agree with you. It hasn't gone down. Same value. To replace the window will cost money. So now, it depends now on this machlok, how we're going to look at it. The chandelier is the patio window in this case over here. If you look at it, and that's a sugi in Baba Kama, if you're Mashiach, B'shishim and machlok, so showing the, how you look at B'shishim, if you look at the sugi of Katz Kasba. So if you... We're finishing tonight, we started late, but... about Yosef? Okay, we're finishing. So a person smashed the window. He did not create any depreciation in the value of the house. So according to the Yisod of the Nesivus, he wouldn't have to pay him anything. But we don't look at it that way. It's true that the value of the house didn't go down, out of that he didn't cause a nezik. But he caused him another nezik. A person who would use a mazik, his chiv is to enable the situation to go back to its prior situation. If the person, if you talk about a matzah, the person got an old dilapidated house, and it's got broken windows anyway, and he breaks another window, it's not going to affect him because when he's going to sell it, the person who's buying the house is going to knock it down to the ground, and a chanami, he'd probably be potter. In the case of a basic marriage, a person is in the thing, he breaks the chandelier, even if the shul decides that it's not to do it, they can't even find the piece, but if he makes a nezik to the shul, minastam, he has to pay because he's been going a nezik, which could be fixed theoretically, if the shul decides not to, because the gabba's a button, or because he can't find the piece, whatever reason, but a maisi made a nezik. With the glasses, the chayyus is the same thing. The person has these glasses here. It's true it's got no saleable item, but the din of the mazik, that's l'fi the chazunish, l'fi the shach, they've got a new din, the second chiyuv, of putting the matzah back how it was before. Before I had glasses which are perfect, now to replace the lens will cost me £100. That's what you have to pay me. If I decide to use that or not, that's none of the business of the mazik. The mazik is chayyus to pay that, because that's the second din of mazik.
Beyond repair, it's better off.
So, no, he's still there.
There's nothing.